This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says that he's convinced Vladimir Putin has decided to further invade Ukraine. Details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
President Joe Biden late Friday made his most pointed assessment of Russian President Vladimir Putin's intentions regarding Ukraine.
We have reason to believe the Russian forces are planning to and intend to attack Ukraine.
After delivering prepared remarks, the president briefly fielded questions from reporters who pressed Biden on his statement.
You are convinced that President Putin is going to invade Ukraine. Is that what you just said a few moments
ago?
Yes,
I did. Yes.
Biden said a diplomatic path is still available, but he added that Russia will face massive economic and diplomatic sanctions if it launches a further invasion of Ukraine. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And as AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports, Western fears about a Russian invasion of Ukraine remain high. Biden administration officials fan out in Europe to reassure allies.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says there are still no signs of Vladimir Putin's promised pullback of Russian troops.
He will maintain the capability to launch an attack at most any time.
Austin was in Poland while at a security conference in Germany. Vice President Harris said the U.S. remains committed to a diplomatic resolution.
The onus is on Russia at this point.
But tensions are spiking in eastern Ukraine amid a long simmering conflict between government forces and Moscow-backed separatists who say they're evacuating civilians to Russia. U.S. and European officials worry the situation there could spark a broader attack. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the White House has accused Russia of being responsible for cyber attacks targeting Ukraine's defense ministry and major banks. The announcement was made by Ann Neuberger, the White House's chief cyber official. This is VOA News. Police in Canada say that they have made more than 100 arrests in progress in clearing out truckers who have paralyzed Ottawa for 3 weeks in a protest against the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Hundreds of police moved into the capital's downtown Friday morning and began taking protesters into custody and towing away big rigs blocking the streets. Many truckers left on their own. The interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell said police are in control of the situation on the ground and continue to push forward to take control of the streets. He says they will work around the clock until that happens. The second major storm in 3 days has smashed through northern Europe, killing at least 9 people as high winds felled trees, canceled train services, and ripped sections off the roof of London's O2 Arena. The UK Weather Service said Friday a gust of 122 miles per hour, thought to be the strongest ever measured in England, was recorded on the Isle of Wight as the storm units swept across the country. The weather system known in Germany is now pushing into the European mainland, prompting high wind warnings in Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Germany. The Biden administration is now considering trying to expel Nicaragua from a lucrative regional free trade pact to retaliate against the president, Daniel Ortega's crackdown on his opponents. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says the condition and the action is still under analysis and no decision been made. It could inflict serious economic pain on the country and its business elite, who have mostly stood by silently as Ortega's repressive tactics have grown. When business leaders may be reluctant to speak out, several have been targeted in a crackdown and that has seen a number of activists sentenced to prison and what the U.S. considers show trials. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a bill granting a 3-week extension of government funding and allowing Congress more time to reach an overdue deal financing federal agencies through the rest of the fiscal year. The Senate approved the measure Thursday by a bipartisan 65-27 vote, 5 more than the 60 votes needed after the House easily approved the legislation last week. Both parties have the short-term measure will be the last one needed as negotiators craft compromise bills to finance federal agencies through September 30th. Since the government's budget year began last October 1st, federal agencies have functioned at spending levels approved in the waning weeks of Donald Trump's presidency. More at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.